World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Hawes. Coming up, the owner of Gold Coast United takes on the governing body of Australian football. The former German midfielder Didi Hamann tells us he's unsure his country can get over past failures at this summer's European Championships.
I just worry what marks it left on their minds, and obviously these negative experiences, they scar you.
And in tennis, Novak Djokovic sets up a semi-final with Andy Murray in Dubai. Let's start with football first. The Gold Coast owner Clive Palmer's ramped up a war against Football Federation Australia by announcing the launch of an organisation aimed at ending what he calls the governing body's dictatorship of the local game. The mining magnates registered a body named Football Australia to act as an independent watchdog on the association's governance. Early this week, the FFA terminated the licence of Palmer's A-League team after he'd made comments heavily critical of the organisation, the National League, and even the sport itself. Palmer called a news conference to outline his grievances.
Football Australia will look at things like the corporate governance, rights of fans, rights of players, the payment to clubs, payment to FFA, royalties, things, issues of that nature. Look at specific issues such as why was $46 million spent and we only got one vote in the World Cup? Why do the top five executives in the FFA get paid $5 million a year while players, some of them get only $50,000 a year? So that's a large gap in income.
Frank Rijkaard says he would like to remain as coach of Saudi Arabia despite their failure to qualify for the 2014 World Cup. The 4-2 defeat by Australia on Wednesday ended their hopes of playing in the tournament in Brazil, and the result was a major setback for Saudi Arabia, who are considered one of the heavyweights of Asian football. But Rijkaard believes they were unlucky and hopes to be given more time in the role.
Look, there's always, there will be critics about the game, that's normal, but I think if you look at it realistically, we played a decent game, and maybe with a little bit luck we could have got more out of the game. But on the other hand, Australia showed more professionality and they kept on going and they were mentally stronger than us.
What about your plans? I know you want to go home, but professionally with the team, what are your plans?
No, of course, I still have a contract for 2 more years and it's my intention to serve it. Of course, I have to wait also what the Saudi Federation thinks about it. But that's not in my hands, of course.
FIFA representatives have landed in South Africa to begin an investigation into the officiating of several warm-up games in the build-up to the 2010 World Cup. More on this now from the BBC's South African expert, Mo Ali.
FIFA's head of security, Chris Eaton, and his delegation will, over the next 4 days, speak to a number of key individuals as part of the investigation into widespread allegations that four of South Africa's pre-2010 World Cup friendlies were fixed. SAFA have admitted to having concerns about the appointment of referees by the Singapore-based agency Football for You, which recruited the international officials for the games against Guatemala, Bulgaria, Thailand and Colombia. Acting on their suspicions, SAFA hastily appointed a local referee to replace the official recruited by Football for You to do the friendly against Denmark in June 2010. Bafana's 5-0 win over Guatemala, which included 3 penalties, was refereed by Niger's Ibrahim Chaibu, whose handling of last year's friendly between Nigeria and Argentina is also the subject of a FIFA investigation. Football for You has been linked to Raj Perumal, the Singapore national, who's currently serving a 2-year jail term in a Finnish prison after being found guilty of conspiring to fix results in that country's first division between 2008 and 2011.
And the row between the Kenya star McDonald Mariga and the country's national association continues. Mariga, who's on the books of the Italian giants Inter Milan, pulled out of the squad for the African Cup of Nations win over Togo, claiming he's owed money for plane tickets. Matthew Kenyon from the BBC's African service has more.
Well, Football Kenya have come back at him today, saying firstly, the newly constituted body didn't have any today, saying firstly, the newly constituted body didn't have any information about being owed money because their predecessors, and it's a long and complicated story, hadn't handed over to them just yet. They say they wanted to sort it out amicably, but McDonald Mariga walked out on the team and went to the media. That's unacceptable, they say. They also claim he turned up to a game knowing he was injured and wouldn't be able to play, and asked the rhetorical question of him. Does he expect the Federation to pay for that air ticket? They say he'll be welcome back, but it looks like a long road for him.
Well, Germany's final failures could haunt them at Euro 2012, according to one of their former stars. Didi Hamann played more than 50 times for Germany, including the World Cup final defeat to Brazil in 2002, while his nation also lost in the final of 2008. Hamann says that history could come back to haunt them again.
They've been in that situation before and they couldn't get the job done. And obviously if you have two good teams and go to two tournaments, you're in the semis and play one final and you can't get the job done, I just worry what marks it left on their minds. And obviously these negative experiences, they scar you in a way. And if they were to get to the semis or the final, whether they're mentally strong enough to change the result this time.
The England and Wales Cricket Board say a number of cricketers have come forward under an amnesty scheme to report match-fixing approaches from the past. It follows the conviction of the former Essex County bowler Mervyn Westfield, the first English cricketer to be prosecuted for spot-fixing. He admitted accepting $9,000 in 2009 for agreeing to concede a specific number of runs off his first over in a match. Chris Watts is the head of the board's anti-corruption unit.
You know, this goes back to 2009, but it has certainly brought, you know, media spotlight onto anti-corruption and integrity and the potential vulnerability of the domestic game. You know, it is a confidential reporting window. And the only thing I will say is that there have been some reports.
New Zealand cricketers Jesse Ryder and Doug Bracewell have been suspended from the third one-day international with South Africa after breaking team rules on injured players consuming alcohol. Ryder also responded to taunts from members of the public when seen in a bar in a hotel in Napier. The Kiwis have lost the opening two games of the series. Both players have apologised for their actions, but Ryder has had previous issues with alcohol and could now lose his place for the Test series with the South Africans. In tennis, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray will meet in the last four of the Dubai ATP event, and the other semi-final is going to be between Roger Federer and Juan Martin Del Potro. The world number one Djokovic beat fellow Serb Janko Tipsarevic 6-1, 7-6, and Andy Murray saw off the Czech Tomas Berdych 6-3, 7-5, the first time he's beaten him in four matches. Federer beat the Russian Mikhail Yuzhny in straight sets, and Del Potro impressed in a 7-6, 6-2 win over Joe Wilfried Tsonga. Now to horse racing, and one of the most prestigious races in the world could be missing one of its most famous champions, because Quarto Star could be out of the Cheltenham Gold Cup after suffering a fall while training. The race is 2 weeks away, but the horse, who's won the event twice, has been described as having only a 50-50 chance of taking part. His owner Clive Smith says Quarto Star won't run unless fully fit.
I would not want him to go out there and find that he's finding it just too much and has to be pulled up somewhere, or he has an accident, an incident that means that something devastating happens, and I just could not risk that. And but then racing is like that; it's the risk all the time. And but I've just got to hope that he can be good enough to run. But equally, there'll be no pushing from me. If he can't run, he shouldn't run.
And in basketball's NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder look for their first ever win at the Orlando Magic on Thursday. The Western Conference leaders have beaten every franchise on the road since their relocation in 2008, with the exception of their next opponents. Only the Chicago Bulls have won more regular season games than the City Thunder this term. And a reminder of our top story, the Gold Coast United owner Clive Palmer has formed a new body aimed at bringing an end to what he calls a dictatorship of the game by the Australian Football Federation. Stay with us if you can for updates. That's the latest World